Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Kevin is on the phone. He wants to call a girl named April. They went out to a comedy club on their first date, and Kevin says that he likes to take girls to comedy clubs for dates because the comics do all the work for him, make her laugh, get her all in a good mood, and it usually seals the deal after.
Smart, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought, I mean, you said you were probably too smooth on the date, and that could be one of the factors that turned her away. Have you ever thought that maybe you should drop all of that and just be yourself?
I don't understand the question. I mean, I am being myself. It's just the way I am. I'm very smooth.
You can't help
it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a hater. My bad.
Hey, Casanova is in your genes, man. What are you going to do, right?
Exactly. I really don't think I'm doing something that is not normal. It's just the way I am. I mean, I have a great personality.
It's so good that you have to go to comedy shows so that people can make your date laugh.
Right, because it's the smart way to do things.
Yeah. All right.
It's easier.
I'm gonna dial.
Smooth, not funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna dial her phone number right now, man. Here we go.
All right, great.
Hi, I was looking for April.
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, April, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking. Are you familiar with the radio show?
No.
Oh. You're just this friendly to people normally?
I guess I'm just this friendly. Where are you calling from again?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. I host a radio show.
Okay.
And we're calling you today because one of our listeners sent us an email about you.
Okay.
His name is Kevin.
Oh.
And Kevin emailed us because he said that he took you out on a date, but now you're not getting back to him and he's confused.
Oh, okay.
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update, and that's what it is. Kevin wanted us to call you and find out why you're not responding to his phone calls or text messages.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very confused how you could turn down someone who looks exactly like Joe Manganiello.
How do you know that?
Because we talked to him, and he told us that a lot of people say he looks like Joe Manganiello, right? That's how you said it?
Yeah. You got it. You nailed it.
I guess he kind of does.
I actually figured that's why you went out with him. Like, he says he even puts it on his dating profile, which seemed like overkill to me, but...
Yeah, he was super cute. I just, I don't know.
Well, do you mind telling us why you're not calling him back? I mean, from his story, everything sounded cool. Like,
I don't know. It was just kind of embarrassing for me.
Really? He didn't describe anything that would have been embarrassing. Like,
well, the comedy show was kind of interesting.
was it funny or something?
No, the performers were funny. That was fine. I guess they kind of called him out at one point.
They called him out?
Yeah. Like, they called on him. Because, you know, sometimes performers, like, do that. They pick on someone from the audience.
Yeah.
And they picked on him, and they were kind of like, you know, you're here every week with a different girl. And
whoa!
No, they called him out for that?
Yeah, and he just kind of, like, laughed. And he didn't really... say anything, and I just thought it was kind of odd.
Yeah, you're like, red flag.
You might not know this about me, April, but I do stand-up comedy too, and I've been in this situation where I've seen people in the audience with different girls or different guys, and I'm like, oh, it'd be so fun to call them out, and somebody actually did it.
Oh my god.
Dude, he must go a lot to have that done to him.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you know, this guy down in the front row, broad shoulders over here. And he was like, you know, laughing, and he was like, "Oh man, so where'd you get this one? Is this number 25?"
Oh man.
Whoa.
All right. So
God, that must have made you feel like crap.
Yeah, pretty instantly. Like crap.
I could see how that would be embarrassing for you.
It was just pretty embarrassing. I mean, you know, what do you say? Like, what are you supposed to do? I just kind of like laughed and
you can't come back from that.
Did you ever ask him about it while you guys were out?
I didn't ask him in the club because, you know, there are like tons of people watching. So I didn't really say anything, but then when we were walking out, I kind of was like, "Hey, so, you know, why, you know, do you come here a lot? Like, why did he call on you?" And he just kind of said, "Oh, yeah, that guy was joking around. You know, they're just picking on me."
Yeah, so, right.
Like, he didn't really answer, but he kind of made it seem like, I don't know, maybe he and the performer were friends. He just, like, he didn't go into it.
Of course they're friends. He's one of their best customers,
yeah,
obviously.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just felt really uncomfortable at that point, and yeah. I didn't really want to be date number 25. And
do you think if the comic hadn't said anything that you would have actually enjoyed yourself with him?
Uh-oh. That's very possible. Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, no.
Maybe. I mean, the show was good. I mean, it's easy to enjoy comedy performances. You don't really have to talk to the person you're on a date with.
Yeah, and you're in a great mood after, so the date seems awesome, and then you know.
Yeah, I mean, comedy shows are always pretty high energy, you know, so.
Backfired. I can't believe it.
Well, April, I do want to let you know something. I want to let you know that Kevin is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Okay, sure, yeah.
No, seriously.
No,
April, he really is.
No, he's not. You're pulling my leg.
No, I promise. Nope. Kevin?
Yeah.
See?
There's Kevin.
Oh.
Hi, April. Nice to hear your voice again.
Oh,
okay.
Like I said, when we started chatting, you know, before we met up, you have the sweetest voice there is.
Oh my God! Really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I missed it.
But Kevin, what is?
Kevin, what do you have to say for the comedian's comments during the date?
I mean, it was obviously a joke. I don't know why, you know, why you're making such a big deal out of it. I mean, the guy said number 25. I mean, come on, that's an exaggeration. It's like, that's what comics do in jokes.
But so you have brought other girls to this comedy club before then, even if it's not 25, right?
Well, to other places, not necessarily there. I mean, I like comedy, and you know that. I mean, comedians are paid to stress the truth, and, you know, and we're sitting front row. That's, you know, of course they're going to pick on you.
I mean, like comedians stretch the truth, but why? I mean, I asked you about it as we were walking out, too, and you just kind of, like, didn't say anything. So something makes me feel like you have been there a lot.
Like I told you, like, it was a joke. And look, April, the bottom line, in all seriousness, your laugh makes me so hot. You know, so that is the truth.
What did you say, Kevin?
I'm saying this seriously, and I mean it, April. Your laugh makes me so hot.
Oh my God, she's trying so hard not to laugh right now.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah, it's the truth. You have a great smile, and it turns me on. And then, of course, you know, you're beautiful, and you're a hottie. So. And April, you just said yourself, if that comic hadn't gotten in the way, something might have happened between us. So, you know, take it for the joke that it was.
I'm kind of like glad that he did get in the way, though.
But there's part of you that kind of is curious, isn't there, April? Like, I just feel like I will give him, he's kind of smooth.
The accent helps a lot.
Yeah, it does.
The accent helps.
April, look, it doesn't have to be a long-term thing. You know, we can just go out again and have a good time. And, you know, at least we'll have a great time together. You just gotta let yourself go and forget about what some comic at some comedy club said. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know if I feel comfortable going out with a guy again who is putting me on a radio show. I don't know about
and
that.
And who's asking for a one-night stand.
I didn't offer her a one-night stand. I mean, her laugh is intoxicating, and I want to give that laugh option.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Man.
And I had to go through the radio show because I wouldn't stop thinking of you. And what normal guy would do that? Come on. You know, only somebody who really likes you and who really wants to, you know, have something with you would go through all of this.
Oh, man.
Listen to that laugh. Do you guys hear what I'm hearing? Oh my gosh! I cannot stop thinking about it.
Yeah, Kevin, April, you gotta stop because your laugh is making me hot too.
No, don't say that.
April, I'm just getting uncomfortable.
Would you like to go out with Kevin again on a second date? We will pay for it.
Come on.
They did say he likes my laugh. Oh, man.
Hey, correction. I didn't say I like it. I said I love it.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
April, I think you need to check it out. I think you should go out with him one more time.
All right. Oh, fine. Okay, yes. I'll give it another shot.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
All right.
I can't believe you pulled that off, dude.
Hey, what can I say? I told you I'm an exceptional man. Yeah. All I needed was to get back in touch with her, and I'm glad you guys helped me out.
And she will feel like an exceptional woman, I'm sure, by the end of the evening.
And that's an understatement, my friend.
Oh. You hear that, April?
I did.
You sound like you're actually excited to go out with him again.
Well, I feel like I'm going to be laughing a lot more.
You'll be making all kinds of sounds by the end of the night.
All right.
Oh, wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.